you'd be usually going to the gym, you'd be keeping yourself occupied, really, you know. And now doing a bit of gym work, the socializing with a few lads, going for a coffee every now and again and stuff like that. But look, I obey the rules, and look, you can easily do our stuff at home as well, you know, stuff on Zoom. You can do Zoom calls and stuff like that, you know. So there's a lot of stuff out there now that will help you, like, you know.
And obviously for somebody like yourself and a sports star and an athlete, you know, going to the gym is such a huge part of your working life and a huge part of your social life, I imagine, as well. Will you miss that camaraderie of going to the gym with other people and just working out with other people and having that social connection?
Yeah, you would. You'd see the same lads there most days. You'd have a conversation about soccer even and the matches, say, at the Champions League and stuff like that. You'd have the talking to lads, you know. It's good for people to get out and, you know, that they're not stuck inside, they're working on themselves, you know, whether it's for mental health reasons or people looking to stay in shape and stuff like that, you know. It is a big one there, but like I do stuff at home or either get out for a walk or cycle if the weather is all right, you know. So it's kind of tough that way, you know.
It's funny then that you bring up the cycling because, of course, you're from Carrick-on-Shore and your local celebrity down there now is Sam Bennett after winning his green jersey during the Tour de France this year. Is cycling something that's massive in Carrick-on-Shore? There seems to be a couple of big celebrities have come from there now.
Yeah, cycling is big, actually. Shafts are getting bigger too as well, you know. We have the Blue Way now in Carrick, so it's like a cycle from Carrick to Clonmel, so it's handy, like, you know. And you see a lot more lads out on the bikes now as well. Like, to be fair, to be out on the bike a bit now myself, the weather is nice, but you go up the Blue Way, it's handy, you have no cars or anything like that. But yeah, not a town was wasn't there for a while with Sam winning. It's great for a small town, you know.
Absolutely, and hopefully a new generation of cyclists are coming through in Carrick there as well. But we'll go back to the football there, and the League of Ireland have decided to continue with their games at the minute anyway, with only a couple of games left in the league. You can understand that, but do you think it was the right decision to actually keep playing the games now that Level 5 has come in?
It's tough, like, because you'll have people like would be around the ground there and that, and if they're, you know, you don't want to be the one to say, like, you are playing. Like, they have to kind of get it finished as well. And, like, if it's safe to do so, I think they should just get it over and done with and move on, because you don't want to be dragging on too long either, you know.
Yeah, I can totally understand that from your point of view. And there's also the other side of it as well, that sport brings a lot of joy to people as well. I mean, we get calls in and texts in every week to say that, you know, people are happy to hear the matches on the radio, or they're watching the streams at home, or they're following Twitter for games and stuff like that. So there is a positive mental health aspect to following sport as well, and it's just another kind of aspect of people's daily lives that hasn't been taken away by this virus, and that's always a good thing. So there is a positive aspect to this as well, don't you think?
Yeah, there is. The mental health is big, like, you know, especially I even see it where I'm from, like, suicide has gone up a lot as well, you know. So it is like a big thing now, like, for people being stuck at home. And, you know, at least for players, like, a lot of players would suffer with depression and stuff like that, so it's good to see that they're finishing off the league. At least we can get it over and done with and get ourselves out, keeping ourselves training and stuff like that, you know. It is good that way, like.
Unfortunately, we saw Wexford, the club, was hit with a bit of a scare there recently with a confirmed case and some lads having to self-isolate. So are you happy enough with the restrictions that are currently in place for footballers, that there is the protocols there that will keep the players safe and that you can actually go out and play football and be happy to do so?
Yeah, they have everyone close who was close contacted. They contacted everyone. They done everything right, like, you know. And to be fair, if stuff are done right, you don't really mind continuing on as a play. Like, you know, if people aren't taking it as serious, then you'd be kind of questioning whether or not you would go back and play. But I feel like the lads have done everything all right, you know, and I just want to really just finish off the two games now and enjoy the last two games while we can, you know, because you don't know what's down the line, really, with this COVID. Like, stuff could change as we go on, you know. But we're looking forward to getting the next two games and see how we get on, you know, and just enjoy it, like.
That's it. So I suppose the most important thing is that people are happy and safe enough to continue, and hopefully we'll get these games finished as quick as possible then. So just tell us a little bit about your footballing journey. When did you realise that you were, you know, better than the people in your class and that you could actually play football to a higher standard?
Was in the Kennedy Cup, and after that there was a lot of lads, fellas contacting my dad and stuff like that, see what I'd be interested in on trials and stuff like that. So I was fairly young enough, and then I was involved with the underage for 13, I'd say 13, 14. I started to get a little bit of interest in me, so I kind of just kept going the way I was going, really, and I was enjoying it, really, you know.
And this is now your second spell with the Wexford club after going away to join Longford. So why did you decide to come back to Ferry Carrick?
I knew the way they worked, and I liked working under them the last time. You know, they really give you that confidence to go out and express yourself. They want you to do well, you know. And when the travelling was a bit hard for me to go up and down to Longford, I said, I was talking to Brian, and he asked me would I be interested in coming back down, and I didn't really think twice about it because I knew what he was like last time. So I just jumped at it, and I said I'd give it another go, and it's been great to me, and so have everyone really down in Wexford, Shawnee and all the lads there, you know. So I really enjoyed my time there last time, so I was a bit shameful that I got cut short that I went, but look, I'm back now, and I want to enjoy it again while I'm here, you know.
So you were brought in as the main striker this year, and I think it's fair to say that unfortunately the goals haven't really flowed from any area of the pitch from Wexford this year, but what do you put that down to?
Yeah, I just think it's a lot of new faces coming in, and then you have lads trying to gel with people and stuff, you know, it's small little things, and then you have all the COVID and stuff like that, you know, it does affect stuff on the pitch, stuff going on off the pitch, you know, but like you can only do your job and just get on with stuff on the pitch, but it is tough, like, you know, you get these times with football and any kind of sport, you know, you do have tough times, but you just have to keep getting on with it and show that you have good character. Like, try to do your best every time you go out on the pitch. That's all people can ask for, you know. And if you do that, like, and things are not working out, well, then you just have to go home and work on it yourself, you know. If stuff like, even if, like, six to one goals, that's just instinct. Like, when you're in front of the goal, some of them go in for you, some of them won't, you know. But just keep getting yourself in them positions. Eventually, they will go in, you know.
Just looking to the weekend there now, obviously, we're coming to the end of the year now. But how important is it to get two big results now in these final two games?
It's wicked important, you know, these two big games, one at home, one away, you know, and two good results out of them games, and leave the lads something to think about the off season and see what where they plan to go forward, you know. But for ourselves, you know, you want to get two good results, two positive, good performances, and get the most out of the games, you know. But it's tough, like, you know, stuff going on, you know, missing lads, whether it's suspensions and stuff like that, you know, it's hard, like. Look, we'll go out and do our best. We'd be hoping to get two good results and two good performances to finish off the season, you know, and then at least we can leave on a high. Whether a lot of the last couple of weeks have been lows for us, but look, we'll try to do our best and see what happens, you know.
And finally, Jack, can you see yourself returning to Wexford next year and hopefully leading the charge once again?
I wouldn't rule out anything, you know. I like my time here. I enjoy working under Brian and them. They really do want to improve the club. They want things. They want to be up around the top competing, and I can't see why they can't, you know. If they can recruit another few lads or whatever they want to do it themselves, so I don't know, that's their business, what they do off the pitch, you know. But you want to be up there competing, and it, you know, you see yourself, if you just get a bit of momentum going and a bit of confidence, you can easily shoot up there, you know.